You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday he would not resign if the Attorney General decides on pressing charges against him. Asked during a press conference in Brazil how he would proceed if summoned by the Attorney General for a hearing, the final step before charges are filed, Netanyahu said Israel is a country of law and the law does not require that a Prime Minister resign during the process of a hearing. On Thursday, Netanyahu accused the left and the media of coordinating a thuggish campaign to pressure Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit to announce an indictment against him in the near future in order to steal the April 9th elections. He reiterated his recent mantra that it would be democratically unacceptable for Mandelblit to announce his intention to indict, since the hearing process to which Netanyahu would be entitled before proceeding to trial is a lengthy one that could not possibly be concluded before Election Day. Mandelblit said that he and his team of investigators and prosecutors were immune to the political rhetoric and condemned what he called irresponsible attempts to harm the rule of law of Israel and undermine public trust in the law enforcement hierarchies. Former state prosecutor Moshe Lador insisted Israelis had the right to learn whether the evidence against Netanyahu was serious before voting. Opposition leader Shelly Yakimovich said yesterday Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's attack on the Attorney General had fascist elements and presented a danger to Israeli democracy. She said Mandelblit is Netanyahu's appointment and he's been called a traitor for choosing loyalty to his job and not to his boss. Labour Party Chairman Avi Gabay on Tuesday broke up Labour's alliance with Zippy Livni's Hatznua party, humiliating Livni by announcing the move in front of TV cameras without informing her in advance. Gabay said that there had not been the real connection and mutual support for which he had hoped from their partnership. He then wished Livni good luck for her future in politics and said that their partnership was over. The move came after Livni called for the country's centrist and leftist parties to set our egos aside and unite in a bid to unseat Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Hatznua leader said on Wednesday that her dismissal was petty and an ugly incident. After the dramatic dismissal, polls showed Labour heading for only 7 to 8 seats in the April 9th elections. Two Labour MKs, Eitan Kabel and Ayelet Nachmias Verben, on Thursday urged leader Avi Gabay to consider moving aside in order to save the party from catastrophic results in the April elections. On Friday, Gabay urged Benny Gantz and Yair Lapid to join up with Labour ahead of the elections in order to oust Prime Minister Netanyahu, but stressed that he would insist on being the leader of any such alliance and that he was confident he will be Israel's next Prime Minister. Gantz's Israel Resilience currently ranks second after Likud in the polls, even though it has yet to announce any policies. Yesterday, MK Ofer Shalach of the Yesh Atid party said he was open to Tzipi Livni joining forces with his party, saying she was a worthy partner. Last Sunday morning, a squad of Shin Bet agents and elite police officers raided a yeshiva in the northern West Bank and arrested a student. A second student was arrested on his way to the yeshiva, and a third was arrested in Modi'in. The three are accused of planning a terrorist attack. Last night, a fourth student at the same yeshiva was arrested. The Lod District Court allowed the police a week of questioning without attorneys, ruling they had sufficient grounds to suspect an active terrorist plot. The investigation, whose details are under a gag order, is being conducted jointly by the Shin Bet and the police's nationalistic crime unit. Several dozen far-right activists protested in support of the arrested miners on Monday. One 19-year-old was arrested and one officer was lightly injured. On Tuesday, the Central District Court threw out confessions given under duress by another far-right activist accused of a series of crimes, including membership in a terror organization and vandalism of a Jerusalem court. State prosecutor Shai Nitzan stood by authorities' handling of this week's cases, saying law enforcement was bound to treat Jewish terrorism just like it treats Palestinian terrorism. Late on Wednesday night, 300 settler youths converged on a pair of mobile homes illegally installed overnight on December 14th on the West Bank hilltop where the Amona outpost once stood. Security forces arrived early on Thursday morning to carry out a Jerusalem District Court order to remove the caravans. The evacuation was met by angry denunciations from settler leaders, and the youth hurled stones, burnt tyres, and threw iron bars at border police officers. 23 officers were injured during the three-hour evacuation, primarily from stones hurled at them. One officer was stabbed in the hand by a sharp object. 7 rioters were arrested and later released. Demonstrators claimed the police used excessive force. 4 teens were injured in the clashes, though border police said one of the boys was wounded after being hit by a stone thrown by one of his peers. Politicians, including Elias Shai, accused the Prime Minister of selective application of the law, asking, Khan al-Ahmer is not evacuated and Amona is? A reference to a Bedouin settlement near Male Adumim, whose dismantling has been suspended due to international pressure. IDF Chief Gadi Eisenkot on Friday reprimanded the military secretary to the Prime Minister for failing to convey the government's decision to call off the eviction after Prime Minister Netanyahu's office said he had not wanted it to proceed. The army said in a statement that the officer acknowledged his mistake. Tamar Zandberg, head of Meretz, said the Prime Minister was terrified of hilltop youth militias and was willing to sacrifice his military secretary in order to appease them. Some 10,000 Palestinians took part in violent protests along the Gaza border on Friday, burning tires and hurling rocks and explosive devices at IDF soldiers. The army foiled 2 attempts to breach the security fence. State prosecutors on Thursday notified Israeli supermodel Bar Rafaeli and her mother and brother that they are planning to press criminal charges against them for tax offences and money laundering, including failure to disclose gifts and celebrity discounts to tax authorities. She allegedly set up companies abroad and opened foreign accounts around the world to conceal her earnings. At the same time, she gave U.S. tax authorities documents saying she's non-resident of the U.S. and lives in Israel. In 2009 to 2012, Rafaeli is accused of hiding an estimated 23 million shekels of her earnings. Rafaeli's lawyer categorically denied any wrongdoing on her client's part and said the supermodel's defense team was optimistic that a judge would throw out the case. According to numbers released on Monday by the Central Bureau of Statistics, more than half of the 32,600 Olim in 2018 came under the law of return but were listed as having no religion. Such immigrants, largely from the former Soviet Union and Baltic states, have Jewish ancestry, but are not halachically Jewish. In 2017, there were 11,400 such immigrants out of 29,100 Olim. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.